Not every night, because
for those last like 2 weeks.
Yeah. Like even this. When it's cold like this?
Yeah, these are warm.
Last year in the winter time you had that orange, the maroon blanket.
Come back.
And then depending on whether you it was too cold, I don't remember. You had a side like
I had this one and this one.
Yeah, but you would wear this one with a specific side on you.
Yeah, this is the cooler one. This is the warmer one.
Yeah.
Because this one's, that one's fuzzier.
So, you need to be up early?
I do. I'm going to Riley's at, like, 9:30.
Do you have a plan?
What do you mean?
For rides?
No. I found out that I was going, like, 2 hours ago.
Yeah, but don't tell me that your mind isn't, like, racing.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't really know any of the rides besides the ones that I went on, I guess.
Yeah. All right, well.
That was a good day.
Hmm?
That was a good day.
It's going to be a good day. When, today?
No. Oh. I mean, yeah, it was a good day today. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about when I went to Knott's Berry Farm at the end of the school year.
Yeah.
That was fun. When we went to it was so funny. I was actually, there were tears streaming down my face as we were riding it. When we were on this one where it's like a big claw thing and you sit in it and they strap you in and like your feet are off and it does like this,
mm-hmm.
and like twists and it rocks back and forth and it was going like almost upside down and Alana was just oh my gosh. She was just yelling like random things, like, and I was laughing so hard because I was right next to her, and I was just laughing so hard that there were tears streaming down my face as we were riding, and it was so much fun. It was so funny.
You know what we didn't discuss?
What?
We had our 1 year anniversary like last week.
Oops.
Yeah.
Wasn't it like the 18th or something?
15th was our first.
So close.
The first time we started recording.
Oh, well, we just. Well. Woo!
It's been. I don't want to talk about it tonight because I'm tired and.
Yeah.
We have other stuff to talk about, but I would like to discuss maybe like our. I would love to hear your views on the last year. Like just an honest thought process, an assessment. And I was almost thinking what might make it even better is if I wasn't there.
Like,
would you feel comfortable telling me your thoughts?
Yeah.
About like the good and the bad, your favorite memory of the last year, your least favorite, the things you like about what we do, the things you don't like.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You would feel comfortable being honest with me about that?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that would be something that I might feel uncomfortable.
Really?
Yeah, well, I mean, I could see where it would be uncomfortable. Like if you felt obligated to do things sometimes, and you didn't necessarily feel comfortable saying, hey, I don't like it when this happens. It might be something that I really like. You might, I could see where that would be something that you would feel uncomfortable sharing with me.
I don't think so.
So put some things in your head together. Maybe we can talk about that.
Alrighty.
Probably not tomorrow night.
Probably not tomorrow night.
You're gonna probably be in sleep. 5 minutes after you get home. I wouldn't be afraid to bet that tomorrow night we don't. off at all. We don't have an episode. I'll put them in
Oh,
the
really?
recorder.
And I'll be already
You'll
asleep. I've,
already
yeah,
be
probably.
completely asleep. You'll be
Yeah.
clutching your big Snoopy cup. Right, so tell me the three things that you're most thankful for since it's Thanksgiving.
Okay. Family, obviously.
Why? I mean, that's an obligatory thing, but
Yeah,
expound on that.
because they're my family and I love them. They're always like here. We all come around and have a good time. I mean, we didn't have many people here this year, but it was still good to have
Yeah.
Phil over and Kyle over. Where was Lindsay, by the way?
Lindsay fell so sick.
Really?
Yeah, she said she called this morning. She's felt like she ate
If Lindsay
something.
bailed out on Thanksgiving, then you know she's
Yeah,
sick.
no, something majorly wrong. Yeah, she
Yeah.
said she was she's thrown up and
Oh gosh. That's horrible. She didn't get Thanksgiving dinner. Yeah, she was come around when she's still here, those leftovers last
That's right.
years.
There's not a lot of leftovers.
Yeah, there really isn't.
So,
Man.
what's number
Okay.
two?
Friends, because they're always there for me and we can all have a good time. We, yesterday when we hung out, we were calling it Friendsgiving
Stupid.
because the entire day we just like we're sitting in CK's house and we baked cookies, we like put pizzas in the oven together, we're
Wow,
playing
that's
Mario
fun.
Kart. Yeah, it was just a really fun day. And there's something about CK's house that brings us all together. Because when we're at Alana's house, it's chaotic. It's like, I told you that, like, Alana was trying to get these people quiet. These people started talking when
Yeah.
she got those people quiet. And it's at Alana's house, everybody's just, ugh. And then at CK's house, everybody's just calm. We'll all, like, sit on the couch next to each other and, like, watch a movie. And we're all just all nice with each other.
That's
It's
an interesting
weird.
dynamic. I
Yeah.
wonder why.
I don't know
So I
why.
saw your Snapchat story. I was surprised to see that the coverage for your Snapchat story was filmed from the roof.
I was surprised I got up there, cause I was terrified. Yeah, I was
I
so scared to
figured.
get up there. I was scared when I was up there, but I
That's
was,
really dangerous.
yeah,
No, it's really
it is pretty
dangerous.
dangerous. It was good though.
Yeah.
CK scared me so bad
Oh.
because his roof, it's like the little tips of the roof. So there's two of them, and there's a ledge next to it. And he was like, "Hey, watch this!" And he was sitting on it, and he jumped off, and I was like, and then he was just standing on the ledge, and I was like,
Yeah.
because I thought that he just jumped off of his roof.
No.
But there was a ledge right there.
Huh. So I'm guessing his parents weren't home.
They don't care if he goes up there. They go up there. They
Really?
all chill on the roof.
How do you get there?
There's a ladder.
And everybody takes a ladder to the roof and just sits up
Yeah, we were just
there.
chilling on the roof.
It's very John Hughes.
I don't know what that means, but yeah, it is.
John Hughes movies are
I
like
mean,
16 candles and
oh.
those back then, and that's the
Yeah,
kind of thing where
we were saying
actually
let's sit on the
it's more, what's
roof.
that guy's name, Green?
John Green.
John, it's
Yeah,
very
it's
John Green, it's
very,
a very John
very John
Green
Green
thing.
to sit on a roof at
Yeah.
2 a.m. and look at the stars and have a deep
That's
conversation
right.
about life and
Before you
tell them
die
your
of cancer.
deepest, darkest secret. Yeah, and then one of them dies the next morning.
Right. And number
Third
three.
thing. I don't want to say a bunch of stereotypical things. I don't want to say like. I don't know.
Well, you can't say your health because you're sick.
Plus, and I get sick all the time.
Yeah.
I don't want to be say a stereotypical thing, but I also don't want to say a really shallow thing.
What?
Like my cosplay and my hobbies and stuff. I am thankful for those things.
Valid things to
I'm
be
gonna say, yeah,
thankful for.
I'm gonna say my hobbies because art is one of my greatest passions in life, and I really love doing it because I can express myself and I could. It's just fun to practice and do new things. And then cosplay is just really awesome. It's also one of my greatest passions in life. Yeah, you can be someone else.
Awesome. Yeah. Oh, nice. Those are good things to be thankful for.
So, yeah, today was a good Thanksgiving. I like Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Did you know, I think I'm thankful for family, my number one. And I think, I don't think about this often because it seems so seamless here, but we have a really odd family dynamic that when other people hear about it, they go, "What? What? Tell me that again." Like the fact that Phil comes around often.
I don't think anything of it.
No, and it's because we've normalized that, you
Yeah.
know. But the fact of the matter is, when your wife's ex-husband
You guys are like buds.
it comes over and spends the day and hangs out, and like we were doing the table thing, he was helping me with that, and you know, for dinner he brought the ham, and for Father's Day we took the Father's Day picture with all of us,
Yeah.
and we
Weird to
have.
think that people find that weird.
Yeah, but I think in most situations that's a really uncomfortable, unsettling thing. I mean, even today, like the conversation, like mommy will have a conversation with Phil that talks about like their marriage and like the way they used to decorate and the way, you know, they used to cook things, or and it's just not weird. Like there's no weirdness to it.
Yeah, we do have kind of an odd family. We're very close. Like, I'll be doing something in the bathroom, mommy will just come in and pee.
Well, that's just weird.
I don't think it is. I've never found it weird.
That's the one thing where I
I don't think I've ever found it weird that
yeah.
mommy does that because I'm used to it. And then I go in there and sleep with her. I don't think a lot of 14-year-olds do that.
No, but they might want to.
Yeah.
Might be the
Yeah,
kind of
that
thing where,
is
like,
really warm. Yeah.
when you were younger and you stopped being a snuggle bunny as you used to, the only times that you were a snuggle bunny is when you
Isn't
get
that
sick.
sick? I didn't do it this time, but I'm sick. I haven't snuggled with you.
Breaks my heart.
Haven't had time.
Whatever.
I still don't know what this is.
All right, so my other two things I'm thankful for are, I'm thankful for a job.
Valid thing to be thankful
Yeah.
for.
And I'm thankful for, very specifically, a subset of my family. I'm thankful for my children because for all the sometimes trouble, we got a bunch of good kids. You know? I'm thankful for that. And they take full responsibility for the
Ruining the
fact that
moment.
they're all good.
Oh, all right.
100% responsibility. Oh my gosh, your mattress.
What?
Like, well, I'm just pushing down on this corner here, and I feel the spring popping out.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's time to replace.
I don't
It's probably been
feel any
eight.
springs.
No, it might just be in the corner here.
It's
Might
because you
just
sit
because
there
this is
every
where I
single
sat
night.
the last 365 days or so.
Yeah.
I sat like this on the side, jammed my elbow in it. So, yeah, that's it. Good night.
Alrighty.
Oh.
You gotta pray for a good night's sleep and a good day tomorrow. And that night over a good day at work. Really get our boys back. Please have a great day today. Let's have a great tomorrow. And thank you that we could have a good Thanksgiving and a lot of our family be here. That we could all enjoy some good food and some good company. Amen.
Mm. Amen.
Yeah. Sometimes that was a good prayer.
Nothing about nuts.
Oh. Yeah, that too.
Glasses.
Glasses. Let's go to bed.
It's advisable, baby. It's 10:30. I know, but you got a big day tomorrow. Well,
you know,
not late.
You want to know something that I got from you that I put in the prayers before food? Take a guess. What's something that you always say in food prayers?
Mm-hmm. Bless these hands that prepared it.
Yeah, please bless this food and the hands that prepared it. I always say that in food prayers.
Nice. Awesome.
I like that.
Thank you for stealing that part of my prayer.
No all right, problem.
What do you want here? Tablet?
Tablet.
Yeah, do not stay up late because you are going to be tired tomorrow. All right, I love you.